Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's get to a few items. We're going to get to more. Well, some of these are serious too, but we'll a little longer discussion on assisted suicide, inspired by a lengthy Star Tribune story. Another story I saw, and then am I wrong? But 2:48 next hour, and then we would encourage you, we would plead with you, we would beg with you. A couple things. Instagram, we celebrated last night. The family, almost everyone in the family. Griff's out of town. My boy, Quentin Robert Hartman, 23. Q, 23. Photo on the Instagram of my hero right there, 23 years of age, Chad Hartman Show. Go to Instagram. Check it out. I don't give you a lot, just occasional stuff. We'd love to have you follow us on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan, @Chad Hartman Show, and podcast us, Chad Hartman Show. Pet bereavement. Apparently, it's jumping dramatically. Business. Hold on, I've got a DeRusha text here. How dare you? I don't know.
How dare us? His producer ripped him.
I had nothing to do with his producer saying he's an hour and 10 minutes late.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, mailing it in. It sounds like to me.
Maybe those two got beef. I don't know.
Could be. Do you think? Because I can give you the data here. There are no federal laws in place for bereavement leave for pets. Currently, five states, California, Illinois, Maryland, Oregon, and Washington, offer some sort of bereavement leave policies. Yes or no, should Dave becomes the czar of bereavement? Weird job if you had that, the czar of bereavement.
It's a nice title, though.
Right?
And fits nicely on a business card.
Yeah, it does. And these are sad moments in your life when someone who you love has left us. Can I, let me just tell you, our dog Charlie, who I love immensely, and I hope it's 10 years from now, more DeRusha. I'm working hard. Cook is dead to me. Whoa. We might need to have them both on at the end of Am I Wrong?
This is a struggle right now.
Yes, breakups. And okay. Should you be allowed, like when Charlie, and I don't even want to think about it, but I love Charlie. Charlie passes away. And I hope this is 2000. I hope it comes when the eclipse comes in 2099. Can I call Brad Lane and say, our dog is gone. I need a couple days.
You can, and Brad's response should be, okay, apply for some PTO, and
yeah,
we'll get somebody to cover it, but you're going to have to use your days.
It should not be, we got it.
No.
Okay? It should not be, God forbid, some tragedy happens in your family, and it's a human, and you tell him, and he's going to say to you, because Brad's a good person, you take the time you need, right? You're saying if it's a pooch or a cat or a porcupine or a cicada or a snake.
You pet cicadas?
Yeah.
We're about to be trillions of them.
Trillions of them are going to be everywhere. We're looking at the winter end. We won't even be able to see the building across the street. There'll be so many cicadas. Well,
get yourself a giant bag of cicadas. You could get a whole year off.
Yeah. Should you be like, text me 651-461-9226. Should your business allow you a day off? Now, let me guess, DeRush is texting you?
Yes.
What has he said to you?
He said he loves how easy it is to derail you.
Yeah, it is. It's true. Should you be allowed? Now, he's a pet hater, so he
noted.
Yeah. And even talked the other day. He's like, I don't want a pet.
Mm-mm.
Then he had some weird guy who accepts pets who are about to die on their farm.
Yeah. Said it sounds like a great business idea is what I believe he said.
Should you be allowed, yes or no, to get a day off for your pet? 651-461-9226. I think if you're the type of employee who does not abuse the system, I'm a yes. I'm a yes. Now, if you're Susie Jones and it's any day ending in Y, and you're looking to squeeze the juice out of more days off. She's at about 94 right now. Mm-mm. No. You've built and you've earned your reputation. So I'm not one size fits all. I'm a person by person in this case. Now, legally, I bring in my legal team. They're going to say that opens up problems for us, because we have to have one standard policy. I'm going to try to put them off to the side.
Good luck.
Yeah, good
it's
luck.
The legal team. They don't go to the
right.
side.
Now, hopefully it's, well, I guess if I own the business, I guess I hope it's Amazon, right? I was going to say, hopefully it's a small business. I don't have those issues. Well, it's a small business, then I'm not eligible to date Shaletta because she said $1 million is minimum, you know? So you're no. You're no, get out of here with Fluffy. I don't care that Fluffy died. Show up the next day.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that because, okay, where are you going to draw a line on, okay, if it's a dog, yes. If it's a cat, yes. If it's a fish, no.
Michael has a bearded dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Guy right now is at Carla's house, but more often than not, Guy is at my place because unlike those two, I remember to feed Guy. Okay.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I do.
You're a gentleman.
I am. I'm a lover of bearded dragons. Who isn't? So if Guy passes away, yes.
No.
I knew what I was in for right there. So if I call Brad and say, Guy's back at the house, I just checked him out, he gone. I need a day. I need a day for Guy. Because we bonded a lot when I brought him up, you know, his worms and his lettuce and cleaned up the poop and occasionally let him roam the house. I need a day. You are saying the bearded dragon does not hit your scale. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying any pet does not hit
not,
my scale.
Not a single pet.
No. No. And you know what? It's every company
Do
and
you
every,
have a heart?
Every boss is right to say, hey, you know what? I know it's not in the policy, but go on, we'll cover for you. But as far as to make this a, you know, mandated thing in the state or something like that, no, I think absolutely not. There's a reason we draw lines. You know, you get bereavement leave for immediate family members, but if your second cousin passes away,
no,
show up to work. Sorry. You know, it's a bummer and we feel for you and we'll be supporting you and maybe we'll get you a card, but we need you to be here to get that card.
We've crystallized the show in this segment. Jason doesn't work. I have a heart. Dave does not. I think we've summed up everything perfectly there. Do you believe bereavement policies should involve your pet, and which pets are included in the bereavement policy? What do you got? 651-461-9226. I don't think we need long phone calls. Just text on this one. 651-461-9226. I can give you a phone number right here. It's 952-697-HEAT. That's how you track down K&S Heating and Air Plumbing and Electric. They're great. They're consistent. They started in the late 80s in the Rochester area. They've been up in the metro area decade after decade. They, no exaggeration, have tens of thousands of customers. They have tens of thousands of repeat customers. They're that good. I'm one of them. Also spokesman on air for them for 10 years. Right now, they have, until this month ends, a deal of a lifetime. For $7,795 plus a 10-year warranty, you get a Lennox high-end furnace and air conditioner for that figure, $7,795. At bare minimum, have ksheating.com come out to your place and see what you have. And hopefully, you're in a good spot. If not, take advantage of this deal. Do it today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Update, Jason DeRusha is still not here, for those of you scoring at home. We're talking pep bereavement. I believe in it. Dave does not. I have a heart. Dave doesn't care. Yes, if it's a bear, you're going to have some bereavement time. There we go.
Da, 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 da.
Yes. I only got 3 days off when my dad passed away last year. It was relatively unexpected. I'm only 33 years old. That's hard, right? And again, people, they grieve in so many different ways. They compartmentalize. They can go forward. And it can be completely unexpected when something knocks you back, not only in your heels, just on your back, right? Different things. A family member, your father, mother, spouse, or child. Seems like 3 days is a little light.
I think a solid week would be a good starting point.
I think so. And by the way, you know what some people want to do? They want to work the next day. They do it. And that doesn't that doesn't mean they love their loved ones any less. It's how they go forward.
They might need a distraction from the pain.
Exactly. Now, can people absolutely abuse that? They can. You know, 33, I'm very sorry, by the way. That's just way, way too soon. And that you should get more. Getting an appointment for euthanasia isn't that easy to get. What did the euthanasia have to do with this? Closer to common. You might need to get a day off. Yeah, it isn't easy. But according to you, no, at the end of the day. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying lines have to be drawn. I'm not like you, Chad. I'm not going to say yes to everything.
I love dogs. I love cats. I love God's creatures.
You're very woke.
You hate them.
Yeah, you... When I find a spider in my bathroom tonight, he becomes my pet. I squish him. All of a sudden, I get a
Monday,
day off.
Monday. We'll bring Cousin Kyle's ready to go now. Definitely yes. They're a member of the family. The humanization of pets has gotten way out of hand. Again, that's a DeRusha policy, too. I mean, this could be DeRusha's phone number here. And while I understand people grieve for their pets, bereavement Dave seems a bit much. More text at 651-461-9226. Yes, a day off for pet owner's bereavement By the way, I'm listening to you while I cut my cat's prednisone.
Yeah, see?
I assume you would just throw the bottle from the vet at the cat. Say,
I don't really like cats.
Mr. Whiskers, go ahead and open up the bottle.
No, I don't really like cats. Sure, I might. But I feed the dog his medication every day, twice a day.
I feel worse when a pet dies than humans. Judge all you want. From a texter.
I think that's true for a significant portion of the country.
Loyalty, kindness, dogs compared to a lot of humans. It's a blowout.
Oh, dogs are better people than humans, no question.
Yes, we consider our dogs German shepherds to be members of our family. We don't have kids. We have shepherds. Dave took the day off for his kid's birthday. Really, no day off for the passive pet? You are, again, second close circuit of common here. Box.
It was a paid day off I took of the bank that we get. That's a different situation. I can do that if I lose a pet.
She only wanted you around for like an hour.
Oh, she only wanted mom around. I was just tagging around.
Yeah. You found an excuse to take the day off.
I was trying to be a kind father.
I'm kidding.
Take the kid to the zoo?
I'm kidding.
I didn't ask Brad, hey, my daughter's turning 4. Can you hook me up with a day off that's not going to affect my total PTO here?
Can I give you one example here real quick of people who are disgusting? We both saw this today. Disney is having to adjust the policy for individuals who have kids who have a legitimate disability, autism, so many things where parents of those kids, because the kids literally can't hold up intellectually or physically. They're having to adjust the rules because so many crude jackasses are abusing the policy. What? Let's go 5835. What in the hell is wrong with you? Are you literally instructing your relatively healthy child to fake something? Is that what's happening?
Seems that way.
From that story.
The Am I Wrong committee would like you to know that they were going to say a little later that Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and this group of people. There's your top three worst groups of people in the world.
Might not be in that order.
Might not be.
If you're going to a place in any way and your child does not need a benefit of a handicap spot or whatever it might be, and you're doing something like this, you're despicable.
Scum.
You are scum. When others, by the way, there's plenty of others who have a child in that category and don't use it. But then if they do, you're going to, okay, hey, play along. This isn't a curb bit, okay? This is real life where Disney is really doing this. And we're debating whether dogs or humans are better. Case closed. Get back to me when a dog does this. Now, that'd be a heck of a thing. Linda's Construction Time Check is time for you to request a free roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.